Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to another Sunday morning of Let's Talk. Today I'm going to do something a little different. This is Cecilia, and what I'm going to start off with is I'm going to share some information that I received on last night from Apostle Stephen Garner and the Chicago area that was here in the DMV area, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, at a prayer revival on yesterday. It was so powerful. It was so just, it was something that I can't describe to you because you would have had to be there. I'm going to share some nuggets that he gave us, and then I'm also going to share Tuesday night ministry with Apostle Sandra Thomas on Iron Sharpened in Iron. And I'm also going to probably see, you know, if there's any listeners on the line that want to say anything, ask anything, or pray about anything, and things of that sort. So let's begin with prayer. Our Father, holy, majestic, everlasting and eternal God, King of kings and Lord of lords, the one and only true and living God. God, we come before you as humbly as we know how. We repent for sins of commission and omission. We thank you for what you've done. For when you said it is good, it was already finished. So when we ask for your many, many blessings, we already have them. It's just a matter of us being in the right posture, position, and place with you. We thank you that you've already made us the head and not the tail. You've already declared that we will be above but not beneath. You already said that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. God, you've already bestowed so many blessings upon us. God, we thank you that you teach us the importance of your word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We know that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. We thank you, for we know that you watch over your word. And we know that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks in the pieces. We thank you that we know that your word is refining. It's a refining fire. We thank you for knowing your word is wisdom. And for the beginning of knowledge and understanding is fearing the Lord, a fear of reverence. For in the beginning we've already prayed, hallowed be thy name. That means it's to be reverent, it's to be awed. Is to be given its due respect and honor. So, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of your word and in your word. We thank you for Jesus. And as we pray, God, we want to thank you for the many leaders, the fivefold ministry. We thank you for all of the gifts in the body of Christ. Within the walls of the sanctuary and those that are ministering on the streets and in the woods and in the deserts, every place that they are, crying, holy, 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 and even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. We pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas that she will be blessed and healed and whole, and everything in her life and every area of her life will be manifested wholeness and prosperity and blessing and power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for even covering our previous president and his family, President Barack Obama. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to reside and rest in the current presidency, if that's the proper name, for President Obama, has transitioned to a new call. That we will pray, God, that you will be his God, his only one and true and living God. We ask you, God, to make America a nation of in God we trust. For we can't be great without being a nation that lives by and stands by and focuses on in God we trust. Teach us how to trust you again, God. Teach us how to move and have our being manifested and exhibiting our trust in you, God. You for even how you blessed the Kaiser family with Deshaun Kaiser being drafted in the AMFF. We thank you, God, for doing great things for him and making him be a role model of a true man of God that has not only attained one of his dreams, but living it out in godly and ethical manifestation. We even thank you for Aaron Jones, God, making it to the NFL, now playing for the Green Bay Packers. We thank you for Judith and John and everyone that's a part of his family. God, I ask you in the name of godly and whole men and women in our lives to not only to pray with us, but to pray for us. Help us to be examples and role models to the children, God. The children are being lost. They're living out what they see and not just what people say. God, on this week, my sister told me that one of the children in our family said that prayer doesn't work. Teach us, God, how to live a life before the children, they see that prayer does work. Because, God, if we say we're praying, but we're doing the opposite of what a woman and man of prayer actually does, God, we're putting Jesus back on the cross again. For Jesus gave us the model prayer. For our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Help us to be a family and a people that truly want the will of God to be done, and not our carnality and our flesh to win over. I pray for my sisters, my God, and I pray for the nation. I pray for America. I pray for the leaders, the servicemen. God, I pray that every gate, every throne, every altar that is not your altar will be obliterated and annihilated in the name of Jesus. And God, that these thrones and these gates and these altars that are mimicking the love of God and that are mimicking and being a false representation of who you truly are, God, that they will be exposed and decoded and annihilated in the name of Jesus. For we need the children and the people of God, your creation, to know the one and only true and living God. For the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Have your way, God. Be it unto us according to your will and according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So Apostle Stephen Gardner was in town. And he was reminding us about how we are to not only be, but exhibit, stand on, it is written that we will be a house of prayer. He talked about how God wants to lay upon the region and how God wants to lay upon his people and to breathe in and on and upon us again, mouth to mouth. When people give CPR, although they may use a type of apparatus for various hygiene purposes and sanitation purposes, they're giving you breath-to-breath resuscitation and artificial breathing. But see, when God gives us a breath, when God breathes upon us and in us again, there's a life that will come upon us that we had in the beginning, in Genesis. So many of us have went to the left or the right and lost the breath of God
breathing through us in our lives, so that when we decree a thing, it is so. And so when we say yes, it is so. He wants us, our yes to be yes and our no to be no. Yea, yea, no, nay, nay. That's what he said. He also talked about how God wants to entreat us, how he wants us to be intercessors again, and how he wants to remind us about the importance of the eunuch, the virgins, those people that have sold out to God and they don't want anything else in their lives except to serve God for the rest of their lives. He talks about the sons and the daughters of God who sometimes have to be careful that they don't have a familiar spirit or an indifferent spirit because they've grown up in the church. They know the scriptures. They know what to say and how to say it, but they've really become indifferent and too familiar with God. You'll hear people saying, I'm saved, or I pray, or I'm praying for this and I'm praying for that, but their life isn't lining up with a true son and daughter of the Most High God. He also talked about how there are sons of strangers, those people that they may not be from your area, they may not be from your family, they may not be from your church. They, how God will send them into the house of prayer to also be a part of the body of God that is praying and interceding and doing the work of God. And how God will even send the outcasts, those that have been ostracized by society, those that have been cast down and cast out by society, but God will send them to the house of prayer so that he can fall upon them also, so that they can pray in their heavenly language, so that they also can receive the benefits of prayer, so that they can be powerful and prolific ministry gifts, how they also can be watchmen for God. See, so many of us forget that when we pray, that there's power in corporate prayer. Said that when there's one or two in agreement, that he's going to be in the midst. So let's make sure that when we're praying for God to fix the breaches in the fences and the borders, the breaches in our ministries, the breaches in our prayer life, the breaches in our family life, the breaches in our finances, the breaches in every area of our lives that have allowed some demonic force to creep in. So where is the breach? What's caused the breach in your house, in your church, in your family that's trying to cause total destruction? Where is the breach? Is it that little hole, that little area that the enemy is creeping in, that illegal breach, that illegal activity? Where is it? What has caused it? Why aren't you rejoicing anymore? Why aren't you praising God anymore? Well, God brings us strategies in prayer. He brings us strategies in his word. For he said that his word should not return unto him void. For his word will not turn unto him void. And because of that, are you praying his word? Are you believing his word? Are you declaring and decreeing his word into the atmosphere so that he can fall upon us and give us life? Pray only with words of understanding? Or have you learned that in order for God to strengthen you, you have to learn to pray in your heavenly language? And when you pray in your heavenly language, are you surrendered to God and understanding that when you pray in your heavenly language, that God will breathe and fall upon you again to strengthen you, to restore the breach, to heal the breach, to fortify the breach? Remember, name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Talks about his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It talks about the bread that feeds us, the bread of heaven, that bread that is not like man's bread, for when you eat man's bread, you'll be hungry again. But when you eat the bread of God, give us this day our daily bread, you not only will be filled, but you will be fortified. The breaches will be no more. Because even when the enemy comes another way, and that way can be unforgiveness. For we ask him to forgive us as we forgive others. We ask him to deliver us from temptation. We ask him to deliver us from evil. Where is the breach? Bring the model prayer back into your family. Make sure that every child that can say, give me, I won't, no, whatever they can say. If they can't say everything else, they can say the prayer of God. Make it a requirement. Learn the prayer and then exemplify it. Do what the prayer says. Don't be like the world is. Do as I say and not as I do. Too many children think that prayer doesn't work. And it's because they see the life that some people are living and they think it lines up with the word of God, and it doesn't. For they're not walking as a house of prayer, a temple of the Holy Spirit. They're walking as people in a double-minded state. And we know that if you are in a double-minded state, that's not God. God isn't the author of confusion. Remember that the word of God will reconcile. Remember to pray for your leaders. Undergird your leaders in prayer. Remember to pray for the gathering of the saints, whether it's on Blog Talk Radio or in a church or in a home or a family gathering of the, and the saints are there. Pray for the activation realm of God. Pray for the ministering angels of God, that God will give you depth and height and authority and power in your prayer life. Pray that God would release his favor in every area of your life, your finances, your home, your prayer life, and your ability to speak prolifically about him. Don't you like preferential treatment? God wants to give us preferential treatment. God wants to show us how, even though the word says many other afflictions of the righteous, but that he'll deliver us out of them all. Yeah, that means those that are ill-treated on their job, those that have been mistreated, those have been misunderstood, those that have done people wrong and forgot to go and ask for forgiveness. But the word of God tells us that before we pray, if any man has aught against us, we're to go and ask them for forgiveness. Too many times we get caught up on if they did it or if I did it. That's pride. But when we forgive, sometimes it's us teaching the person that we hurt to forgive. So, yes, we're to ask for forgiveness from that person that offended us. I know it sounds backwards, but that's how the word of God is lined up. We bless those who curse us. We do good to those who despitefully use us. We do it God's way. So who have you hurt or disappointed that you need to ask them for forgiveness? Who's done that to you? And you still need to go and ask them for forgiveness and tell them that you forgive them from your whole heart, so that you can walk in the true deliverance of God, the true favor of God, the true miraculous of God, so that you too can be released to that lifestyle of total, just perpetual preferential treatment from God, because he's breathed upon you again. And so before I go over into us listening to what Apostle Sandra Thomas was saying, and some of the things that Minister Kaiser, Sylvia, and Brandon, and probably even Minister Sheila and other people were saying on Monday, when, of course, I was off the air because I was somewhere else with some family and military friends. Minister Sheila, did you have anything you wanted to add or say before we switch over to Apostle Sandra Thomas on Monday night?
No, ma'am. I'm just sitting here enjoying the word, you know, praising the Lord as I'm here, and also praying, as you say, for the children, family, and the unknown people to reach to God. Thank Him for sending us Jesus to save us and to understand. Without Him, we are nothing. These idols, these other fake prophecies is just misusing the world and making them misunderstand that the truth is in heaven. It's in our Father God and the Son, Jesus. And we just need, like I say, pray more for this world. Pray for these children, because today is just to see how they're living, what they're doing and saying. And it's just, oh, God, please let them know that this is not the way. This is not the way to learn that is you. But so many out here don't even know nothing about the Father and the Son. They really haven't even been brought into any kind of ministry. And as I ride along and walk along and just look at them, I say, Lord, can you please bless them, touch them, let them know, you know, don't go that way. Turn around and face what's really true, and that is you. But I'm appreciating the word, I'm thanking the Lord, and I'm praying that He bless all of us, the ones that know and don't know, and to carry us into His light and to bring us out of the dark of the devil. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for her, you know, being on the air with us today. And she has a number of grandchildren that we're praying for. They're in great need. A matter of fact, I would say critical need. A matter of fact, I would say phenomenal need. A matter of fact, I would say near-death need of Christ. And so let's pray for her grandchildren that the enemy of our soul is trying to devour. So we pray for those gates and those thrones and those altars of demonic forces that have been allowed access to their lives to be obliterated and annihilated as we show them Jesus Christ in our lives, as we show them the love of God in our lives, as we teach them to pray, as we teach them the power of God. So I'm going to transition now over into some of the ministry message on last Monday. So here we go. I'm going to see if I can get this to go up a little bit louder. It doesn't sound like I'll be able to get it to go up that loud. And it's a very powerful message. Where the Apostle Sandra Thomas is talking about the will of the Father. Let me check with Minister Sheila. I don't think this is loud enough, so let me check. Minister Sheila, can you hear Apostle Sandra Thomas?
No, ma'am. It's going in and out, you know, and you can't really hear. It's like skipping, but you can't hear. And then, like I said, it's going in and out. No, ma'am, I can't hear.
Okay. So with that being said, I would urge all of our listeners, if you get an opportunity, go on to Blog Talk Radio and click on Smile3E, and then click on Iron Sharpening Iron, and look for
the one that it shows that it's from the 25th of April, which was this past Monday, and be blessed by Apostle Sandra Thomas, the ministry gift that God has given us. And tell you, when Apostle Daryl O'Neill was on Iron Sharpening Iron for a series of teachings, it was such a blessing. When I went to the prayer revival, the first service was in the morning, then they had an afternoon service, and then they had a night service. And Apostle Stephen Garner was there just blessing the people of God. What I did not understand at first was there were people looking around and just trying to observe and just not really so much listening to what he was saying, but just looking around. And then finally I was talking to the one person and they said they didn't understand. They didn't understand what was going on. They didn't understand the power of prayer. And I realized that Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila, and myself have been so blessed that we've been around people that have prayed. We have family members that will come together and just pray and pray and pray for hours. We've been able to go into Apostle Sandra Thomas's basement when the late Pastor Frederick Thomas was here, and they taught us how to pray. They taught us how to pray at No Cross, No Crown. They even taught us prayer at Mission Way Church of God in Christ. Apostle Sandra Thomas has been teaching people how to pray for years. Even Prophetess Bynum, Prophetess Juanita Bynum, Mother Sykes has been teaching people about prayer for years. Apostle Daryl O'Neill, Apostle Eckhart, these are ministers of the gospel in the Chicago area. And so when I think about that one group of people that the Bible talks about that's in the house of prayer, the eunuchs and the sons of and daughters of God and the sons of the strangers and the outcasts, I realize that a lot of us in Chicago have been taught that we are the house of prayer, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We've been taught how to pray. And it's our responsibility to show others. Too many people that have not had the gifts that we've had in the body of Christ that taught us how to pray. Even at the prophet's house with Bishop Weeks and Prophetess and Juanita Bynum, and even with Pastor Aziza and different ministry gifts that we had, we were taught how to pray. So many don't even understand praying in the Holy Ghost. So many don't understand praying in their heavenly language. So many don't understand that when you're going through what you're going through in your jobs, on your jobs, in your family, because of your job, because of your house, because of your finance, because of all of this and that, when the cares of this world begin to overwhelm you and you pray the word of God, when you've exhausted words to say and words to pray, you pray in your heavenly language. And the Holy Ghost and God's ministering angels will strengthen you, will build you up in places that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no aunt, no uncle, no mother, no father, no friend, no car, no house, no nothing can do you like Jesus, can do you like God. when you start to feel overwhelmed, when you don't know what to pray, don't know how to pray. Now, I'm going to do something, like I said, that's going to be a little different. If I was praying right now, and I'm going to pray, I'm going to transition from praying in the Word of God to praying in my heavenly language, just to show you that when you've exhausted the words to say, let the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God pray through you. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for in the beginning was your word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God, we thank you for everything that we prayed according to your word, for you said if we ask, and we are to seek, and we are to allow the knocking on our door. It's something of me, my God. There's something about when you pray the word of God and then you surrender and submit your total being to allow your total existence to surrender to God in your heavenly language, where you don't know what you pray. People don't have a clear understanding of what you pray. But God can give someone in a room the ability to interpret whatever he wants to be interpreted. And that thing that you're praying about to God in your heavenly language, when he understands it and he comes down and breathes upon you to strengthen you, to encourage you, to pour his favor upon you and before you, and to remain with you so that you can have just what God said you can have. Being the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed in the city and blessed in the field. For you've allowed the refiner's fire of the fire of God and the word of God to purge you in every area of your life. Where is the hole? Where is the break in your life that the demonic forces have come in and now they need to get out? They're trespassing spirits that need to get out. They need to get out of your mind, your heart, on your job. They need to get out. Content or dismay or trouble in your home or within your family, it's got to go. It's got to get out. That angry spirit, that spirit of unforgiveness has got to go. God said that he wanted us to have life and that more abundantly. God's word said that we're to have the peace that surpasses all understanding. God's word says that we're to have a joy unspeakable. God's word said that his word will make you free. God's word said that you're a lender and not a borrower. God's word said that he will pour out his spirit on the just and the unjust. God's word said you have not because you ask not. God's word says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the Lord. God's word tells us to break up that fallow ground in our own lives. God's word tells us to judge not, for we will be judged by that same measure. God's word said that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. God's word says for us to put on the whole armor of God, not just the helmet, not just the sword, not just the breastplate, but the whole armor of God. Now, as we've talked about what God's word says, what are we going to do about it? Standing on his word? Are we saying what the word says and that's it? Or are we living it out? Are we walking and talking and living and standing on the word of God and not just saying it? On today, as we've talked about being the house of prayer, and how God said, a royal and a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. But the word of God says, it is written that his house should be a house of prayer. It is written that we are the head and not the tail. God's word says, we are a lender and not a borrower. God's word says we are above and not beneath. God's words that we're to love one another and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. God's words that wisdom and understanding is a principal thing. God's word says, it is, God's word said that it's recorded that Jesus said, it is finished. So as we conclude on today, it is written, it is good, and it is finished. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for teaching us the importance of prayer. For your word tells us to pray without ceasing. Your word tells us the power of prayer and agreement. God, teach us how to be in agreement with what your word says. Teach us how to declare the decree that it is written. For even when Jesus was before the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he was in the desert, the enemy tried to pervert the word of God to tempt Jesus. But Jesus was ever to say, it is written. Same God, that same Messiah, that same King of Kings, that same Lord of Lords said, it is finished. Whatever is breached in your life, command it to go and remind it that it is finished. Allow that place that's been fortified through the word of God now to be finished. Unforgiveness had to go. Doubting who you are in God that doesn't align up with his word calls us his handiwork. For we know that he is the potter and that he knows how to find a marred place and make it over again. Where's the marred place? Where's the breach? Allow the word of God to fix it, to make it whole, for it is finished because it is written. Amen and amen and amen. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you all for who called in, who are listening on the archives, but most of all, I thank you for deciding to give God your life, for making a conscious decision to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to bow down every agenda, every motive in your life that's not like God, and tear it down, so that when you confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that Jesus was virgin born and that he died for you and I, that he came into your life and you became a son and daughter of the Most High God, you've been restored and reconciled back unto God. And as he perfects us through his word, and as we stand on his word, it's written because it is good, because Jesus said it is finished. Amen and amen. Take care. Love you. See you on tomorrow night for Iron, Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with Minister Sylvia and Minister Brandon. And our foundational scripture is St. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bye-bye.